Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 29. The Almighty moved, all the heavenly host moved in consort. We're in deep shit. Our man on earth has 5 days. I am an almighty joke. If he finds not a single honest sinner in that godforsaken country, he is no puppet. I have no string to pull. He's alone. Come, wife of this perpetual disappointment, use your intuition. Lay down your hope that I'll reform. The wife of the Almighty is almightier than words, grander than all full stops. I am paying the price demanded of me in return for the free will I sold to the highest bidder. No one would suffice. We could clone a race of honest people, a sustainable race, if we could trace that which is hidden from the face. Stop it, you old fool. This is no time to give up. I love my thrillers. This is a page-turner. I bet your Siegfried will cross the bog, brush back the nettles, scale the rock, and tear back the disguise. I bet we'll have hot lips yet. With that outburst, she withdrew, cut off, finished the conversation. The wife of the Almighty left him to stew. She resumed her knitting. He went back to sleep. The heavenly host dreamt on. The atom was in two minds. Fuck it, lady. Got out of my way. Will you fucking well overtake that tractor? Jesus, you'd think we were at a poxy funeral. The procession into Waterville was slow. The roads seemed to know the hitman was abroad. Newspapers full of revelations from the Dublin Archdiocese as the curate prepared for a midweek celebration. He'd eaten the body and blood of Christ many times since he'd been transferred down from Glynn. He was a sleeper, well embedded underground, his secret never shared. I must get out of Kerry. Cromwell never got here. Connaught is calling, the brown bull, the Tyne is calling me. I like to walk by the Sally Bank, in the puddles of the grey and the climate so dank. At the edge of a forest, on a mountain green, at war with myself, a mind fit to scream. When I looked at the Doyle, my heart grew fright, tarred lands and waste in the evening light. Builders in rows with crimson debts, peering over neighbours by to lets. The heart that was never known, that has never known such grief. I'm a lonesome young man, distraught, a thief. Without money or home or friends or ease, would stumble to see beyond and please. The mallards drift on a mistless stream, and a swan beside them sang the theme. A feckless trout that in their track leapt in the air without turning back. The brown of brook and the leaves around that turned into loam with a crushing sound. The pack ran out in the beagle's cry and the Nama march while the fox slipped by. A midnight court by day, a merryman on his way. Confusion reigns by the throne of verse. A mixing mind couldn't be worse. How could you ever be a decent detective without intimate knowledge of the Tyne? Are you still a bull shitter? Do you expect to survive the crossing of the Shannon, the ferry across from Tarbert, the mist on the morning, Saint Sennen on the wing, and the deceased echo of the corncrake from the shallows. You best make your way through the tribes of Kilrush. Avoid Moyasta or Moyalta at all cost. That's the territory of the Undertaker Lynch, Michigan man. The one who wrote for Mary Tata. Moveen is a townland in the westernmost peninsula of County Clare. He was surely putting us off the scent with his talk of keeping cows, saving hay, pitchfork, sides and mehls. When he first came, the old cat meowed him back, all purring and smooching there in the sack. Don't you believe it? He never froze on that road. Every time the fecker returned from the burying business in Milford, from the still life of a small pipe to the soft chair by the fire with Nora Lynch, he was warmed and willing to join forces with the locals. Cross the Cree, as your grandfather crossed the Rubicon. Take the road to Mullagh and on to Milton Malbay. Remember the Spanish Point and the dead girls with ebony curls. Forget Willie Clancy and Pipers. They are only honest on the stave and dying for a session. If there is an honest musician in Ireland, she'll be singing for her supper. You'll be woken at night by the whistle, the fiddle, or the barón. The time will come after you. Hurry now to Liscannor. I have developments there to show you. 4 fetching bijou residences adorning the skyline. McHugh's and Q's for fish from Digger's son. The old man gone to face his lobster, to empty his pot. I remember a curragh from the harbour there, rowing out to gather the harvest. 25-year-old beauties, blue claws, 10 legs, with hindsight like my own. With eyesight like my own. We took them to a pot in Kilkee, boiled them into a bronze tinge, and fiddled with the fiddly bits of their symmetrical little bodies. They were no luxury then, only diggers living. Imagine a bookshop in such a place, leaves of Liscannor stone sliced from the cliffs of Moher. Imagine the fall from that edge, the breath you couldn't take in, the do not trespass sign you ignored on your flight from the terror of these times, the little one left behind, the old mother alive to feel her offspring die. This is the place tourists come, the visitor's centre, sight of the great wave where cormorants dive and puffins nest, above the flower garden of the west, paradise of seaweed and molting anthropods. The sods have built up. The sods have built all over Clare. See what they've done in Doolin. Even the sessions are contaminated. We have reached the hotel where an honest man meets an honest woman, and together they make a dishonest life. They come in search of a mate. That is their twin. A fellow with a heart like my own. And not the same chance of eternal salvation as myself. End of Canto 29.